It is deep in Liberia's Guinean forest region that Samuel Dare comes to mourn his friends. Inside these coffins is Maria the farmer, Greaves the pastor, Renee the village shopkeeper. The cause of their deaths, Samuel says, is the nearby rubber plantation of the tire manufacturing company Firestone. It started with a cough, he says. Dare accuses the company of poisoning the water they used for drinking and farming.
Firestone is cooking rubber, bringing air and water pollution. I'm feeling hurt. These are my citizens. I am very angry. I keep saying it over and over. The government doesn't care about their citizens. You see the destruction? This is not supernatural. The destruction from dirt to water, which the government knows of.
Firestone is exploiting only a fifth of the 10,000 square kilometer land concession, but it is expanding as the 99-year government lease was renewed in 2005. The company is clearing large parts of Liberia's Guinean forest region, home to rare species of animals like the pygmy hippo and western chimps. Their habitat is under threat. Environmentalists say the rivers are contaminated with heavy metals, killing aquatic life.
Now, this is supposed to be the lungs of West Africa, but right here in the Firestone concession, the air is thick with chemicals. It stings the eyes. Now, in the statement, Firestone says it's doing all it can to mitigate the effect of climate change, and it is sticking to the current Liberian laws to protect the environment.
Liberia ranks at the bottom of the Environmental Performance Index, with researchers saying that the country is behind its regional peers, particularly in protecting the biodiversity, ensuring habitat conservation, and preventing climate change.
Who are the polluters, who have all of the industry, who have all of the factory, who have the greater potential to destroy our earth? It is not us. And then when you make a report and think that we are doing less, what are you doing? You are not doing more as well.
Liberia's poor and indebted government has given almost half of the country's land in concessions to multinational companies in order to repay its debts to international creditors. These companies are exploiting the country's rich natural resources and displacing tens of thousands of people in the process. Most are making the country's capital their home. Faced with this influx, authorities are unable to manage the expanding slums and clear the mounting waste. With the capital barely 1 meter above sea level, the rising ocean is now destroying their homes. For Liberians, there is no escape from the effect of climate change. Dare sees in this coffins a reminder for future generations of what caused his friend's death and the pollution that can no longer be ignored, destroying the lives of so many. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Mbaye, Monrovia.